Billy Joel and Bobby Sue.
Matt's been direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to the Devil Radio website. Any of you have said you'd love to help Devil Radio, how can you do it? You put a menu item up on the website. That's exactly how you can do it. Just go on the website and click on where it says Support Devil Radio. And while you're at it, download the Devil Radio app. You can download it from our website or the Apple or Google store. Or you can just get it on your phone 24/7, carry your favorite shows, listen to it with perfect clarity. Okay, we had two texts, and I'm going to hit them before I go back to the subject matters. One of them said, would you respond more to Gene of Eau Claire's comments? I'm delighted because Gene of Eau Claire always has profound comments, and she had several good ones. But one of them was, Trump belongs in jail, so does Voss, and Janelle Branchon, the woman who issued those subpoenas for the voting machines. Now, here's my take on that. I think Trump may very well be in jail. You know, the Manhattan DA, even the old one, Cyrus Vance, who didn't run for re-election, was excellent, but he didn't run for re-election. The new one is pretty good too. And Cyrus Vance doesn't leave office till the end of this year, and he's teeing this up. Grand jury's there, and I'm hoping he delivers an indictment, and then they go through with the prosecution. That, I think, will really cripple Trump in 2024. I don't see how he can run after that. And even if he does, he has like a 34 or 5% approval rating. It is abysmally low in the 30s. And he does have a hardcore group, but people are afraid of him, you know, and they know that he betrayed us to Russia and they have the insurrection in their mind. And I don't think he's going to get reelected. I agree, it'd be a disaster if he did. Now, when it comes to people like Voss and the other members of the assembly, they are going through the legal motions. And unfortunately they passed, you remember that, the lame duck legislation that basically reversed the gubernatorial election and the attorney general election. It said basically the governor and the attorney general have to get Voss's permission to do a lot of stuff that they are constitutionally entrusted in doing. And our Supreme Court went along with that. That was wrong. In North Carolina, they tried that and it didn't work. So we're working within the boundaries of the law. So you're not gonna be throwing anybody in jail, but what you can do and will do is make sure a Republican doesn't become governor in 2024 and that Biden stays on as president and keep hammering away. Evers will veto the crooked maps that Voss gives him. Then it'll go into the courts and hopefully we'll get fair maps. And the other thing that Gene mentioned was, isn't our democracy in danger and all that? And my suggestion was, think of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt. They faced crises far worse than we're facing right now. The Civil War, the Revolutionary War, the fight against the Nazis and the Japanese, far more dangerous. This, we will survive this. We're America, we're strong, our institutions are holding. Our press, our military are loyal to the Constitution. We have a Democratic president. We have a Democratic majority in the House and a bare majority in the Senate. Things are working. So I have strong, strong faith in the United States. The second text we got, which I appreciate very much, from Steve. Steve, thank you very much. Steve suggested, why not Matt Flynn run for Senate against Ron Johnson? Steve, all I can say is, I have no plans to do that, and I enjoy being the umpire calling balls and strikes on the sidelines. So but thank you very, very much for that. It's very, very flattering and gratifying, very gratifying. Now, I quick want to go to a topic before we go to the lines. Foxconn is at it again in a oblique way to get their hands into Wisconsin's pockets. Yes, Foxconn, remember? Walker set up Foxconn, promised them a net of about $2.8 billion, and then another billion or more in infrastructure money, and then more on top of that in forgiven sales taxes. It amounted to close to $4.5 billion. He got snookered. Trump wanted him to do it. This is 2017. 4 years later, Foxconn hasn't done jack. It's because we're seeing in Mount Pleasant about $1 billion. Site preparation, other. We're on the hook for 40% of that, by the way. state taxpayers, 40% of it. Then the administration now negotiated a new deal. My advice was sue them for breach of contract. They haven't done anything there. They haven't made large screen TVs, small screen TVs, coffee makers, electric cars. They haven't done any of that, any of that. And we let them in this deal. We let this in this deal. They had agreed to create jobs for 13,000 employees at an average wage of $53,000 a year and invest $10 billion. Now we're letting them only invest $672 million, stiff the University of Wisconsin the $100 million they promised them, and only hire about 1,500 employees with no set promise at $53,000 a year. We're letting them do all that and paying them $80 million. That's what we're doing. Now they come out and they say they want to make electric cars. They said that before, and it didn't go anywhere. They say everything. It doesn't go anywhere. But the company that makes them, Fisker's CEO, says, I may make electric cars in Wisconsin. It's not a promise. It's not a promise. He says, we may. But I want to be able to have you get rid of your fair dealership law. Oh, really? Really? Guy, Fisker, this is the electric car company that Foxconn said they were going to make electric cars after they weren't going to make coffee makers and they weren't going to make large screen TVs and small screens for phones. And Fisker isn't even promising to do it, but you got to get rid of your fair dealership law. Well, no, enough's enough. They have made that request. That's being considered. They should have been sued for breach of contract, and we should have gotten the $1 billion back that Mount Pleasant and Racine are on the hook for. And you are on the hook now for 40% of it. And the other 60%, $600 million, Mount Pleasant and Racine, they don't have the tax base to pay that, in my view. You can't trust Republicans with money. They got snookered. They're incompetent. They get their hands on money and it disappears. One way or the other, it disappears. And now Foxconn and Fisker want us to get rid of our fair dealership law, which was passed back in the 1930s. Well, no. Okay? No. Enough is enough. We're not getting pushed around, not having these characters come in and go, okay, we cost you $1 billion. You're going to give us $80 million more and then get rid of some of your laws. No. We don't want them. There is a site there. There's a site there that's very developable, sort of, you know, roughly not halfway, but between O'Hare and Mitchell Field. You have the Great Lakes for shipping, transportation, great employees in that area. It's a very attractive place. Deal with it, Jack. We're not getting rid of our laws. We're simply not getting rid of our laws. Not only everything I just said, the utility taxpayers down there in Racine County are going to have to pay $117 million in infrastructure costs for the electrical work for the 13,000 employees that Foxconn didn't employ, but somehow the infrastructure got built. So good luck. You're a utility taxpayer down there. Good luck, guys. $117 million. Enough is enough on Foxconn. You're not going to take my advice to sue them. Do not change our laws. Don't give them any more money. Okay? Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Dick?
I couldn't agree with Gene more about lock him up. But today, happy Trump goes back into power day, right? Isn't this the big day with Mike, the pillow man? I got a suggestion right. For him. You know, he seems to be a high-energy guy. I'll give him that. He's, you know, stayed up for 72 hours. God knows how. Maybe he's back on his drugs. I don't know. But I got an idea of something constructive he might do. Remember the old telethon that Jerry Lewis did over the Labor Day weekends? Why don't they put him in charge of that? You know, it was for a really good cause, and he could stay up for hours on end and blab, blab, blab about something that might raise some money for a good cause. But, you know, I just hopefully we get by the day without some crazy somewhere in this country thinking they take the law into their hands or do something stupid. But, you know, the whole thing with him and the whole group is getting really old. I'm tired of listening to it personally, but
right.
That's all I got.
Yeah, you're raising a good, you know, you just triggered something. And for everybody out there, today is August 13. August 13 was the date that Mike Linnell, the MyPillow guy, the QAnon conspiracy theory guy, Trump will be restored to the presidency on August 13. Well, today is August 13. I am amazed that Trump did not have his hotel in Washington advertise a package for the inauguration. Okay, you get two nights and a free breakfast, and we're going to reduce the rates to only $400 a night. And all you have to do is give Trump's name, come for the inauguration. This is sort of what he did on January 6th. He filled his hotel with these people. They went up and beat up the cops. Some of them are going to prison, and they were going to hang Mike Pence. I mean, come on. This is the United States. But today is August 13. Okay, guys, everybody out there. And there's a whole bunch of them, by the way, who are true believers, who actually thought Trump would be restored. A huge, something like a third of the Republican Party in the polls thinks that Trump will be restored in August, and many of them thought it was August 13. So what are they going to do when supper comes along today? And it's not on the evening news. Look, it won't be on the evening news. All right, they wake up tomorrow, they say, well, there's still 17 more days in August. But they every night, the evening news, Trump hasn't been inaugurated. What would be sweet is if Trump were indicted this month. But that probably won't happen because grand juries take a long time. But the fact of the matter is, when you make a prediction like the end of the world is near and you give a date, and some people do that, they're stupid. What they should do to keep their followers is just say the end of the world is near, it's very soon. And that you can drag that out for a lifetime. But if you go, the end of the world is going to occur on September 19, 2021, people got to go nuts. That's great. You know, okay. Suddenly September 19 comes along and you're doing real fine. It's a sunny day. You know, you go out for fish or something. And you go, why is the world not ending? Trump is not getting inaugurated today, guys. There may be some people listening to this who thought he was going to be inaugurated today. Well, he ain't. Watch the evening news. Watch the evening news. He ain't getting inaugurated today. Going to break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.